This episode is sponsored by It Ends With Us.
Based on the global best-selling phenomenon by Colleen Hoover, this captivating, faithful adaptation of the book is the movie of the summer.
Blake Lively stars as Lily Bloom, a woman embarking on a new life in Boston after overcoming a traumatic childhood. A chance meeting with the charming neurosurgeon Ryle sparks an intense connection, but as they fall in love, Lily begins to see sides of Ryle that remind her of her parents' problematic relationship.
When Lily's first love, Atlas, re-enters her life and her relationship with Ryle is upended, Lily realizes she must rely on her own strength to make an impossible choice for her future.
A Colleen Hoover book is always a good book, and I cannot wait to see this story brought to the screen. It Ends With Us is only in cinemas from August 9th.
The global phenomenon, It Ends With Us.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
Is finally here.
If you had a daughter,
what would you say to her?
Starring Blake Lively.
We break the pattern, or the pattern breaks us.
It Ends With Us. Only in cinemas August 9th.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, as usual, is just the wonderful and lovely Mr. Ronnie Caron. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hi. How is your day going so far?
Good. Bueller's back with me. He's back home. Can you see him there?
Oh, where is Bueller?
He's behind the microphone.
He's
just chilling there on the bed behind me.
So great.
So cute. Yeah. So I've got my little baby back home. So I'm very excited. And oh God, now of course I've messed up the whole camera and everything, but I'm excited. Everything's going great. So excited to talk Orange County, Ben. Whoa.
Orange County, another big episode. Okay. Because this is episode 4. It's also the first episode where we get taglines. I didn't even realize, but I've been loving ever since last year the remixed Orange County theme song. You know, when they finally add like a little drum machine to it, where it's like every time I like actually listen to the opening credits like 2 or 3 times because I love the way that they have like remixed it. So
we haven't gotten the taglines, right? Because I noticed them yesterday and I thought, wow, how have I not noticed these taglines?
We have not gotten them. And so that's why I was so excited because I was like, the song is back. I didn't even realize it that we hadn't had it yet. But like once I heard it, I was like, yes. And I was, jamming out to it.
All right, well, let's go over them, shall we? Well, first of all, they have oranges flying at everybody's faces, which I kind of like. They're like, guys, let's make this more modern. Get some 3D oranges, and let's just have them fly all over everybody. I was like, wow, it's changed everything, guys. It has changed everything. I'm loving the rebrand.
Yeah. So we start with Heather, who says, just because I drink from a flute doesn't mean you can play me. Which is, it's a little bit of a stretch, that one. I don't know if that's like my favorite Heather line of all time. I think it's like,
I don't know that anybody would compare Heather to the Sweet Sound of Music ever.
I'm just imagining someone trying to play Heather like a flute, just pushing her, like their fingers on her sternum. It's weird. It's a weird concept.
Playing her rib cage. Yeah. So Peter and the Wolf Flute. I'm looking up to see what the flute orchestra excerpt. Okay. What is the flute in Peter and the Wolf? Oh, that's the bird. Okay. And the duck is the oboe.
Oh, she's not the bird.
Okay. Then I think if Heather's the flute, then Emily would be the duck. She'd be like,
my storyline this season is I have to go pee.
Because that's all Emily does this whole episode is wackily pee in places. Why is Emily still here? Get rid of Emily. And I don't like this narrative online that everybody's like, oh my God, Emily's really come into her own. No, she hasn't. Literally all she does is talk about peeing. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like last season, Emily had come into her own. But this season, Yeah, I did not love Emily this episode. Last week, you know, you were saying that you were like, get rid of this version of Emily. We want the other Emily. And I was like, yeah, maybe. But this episode, I really felt it. I felt like Emily, I'm like, I'm just not feeling it. I just don't understand the Emily and Gina thing. I don't understand how they have been on this show for so long. Okay, both of them. Maybe keep one. But both of them, I don't get it.
So then we have a Shannon Bedore sentence that only Shannon Bedore could make. Even in the harshest of times. And then it cuts to Shannon, like, tap dancing, like, doing that. It's not a shuffle. What do you call it when you just, like, swing your arms?
It was, like, old-timey. It's like you're running in place, you know? Like, the legs are going back, the hands are going forward. I was going to ask
that. But kind of doing the monkey with your arms and your legs at the same time. I don't know how to explain it.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my darling. Hello, my David. David.
David.
David.
So even in the harshest of times, this storms will always weather it. We kind of got lost in that one.
Yeah, I'm like, don't you weather the storm? You don't. The storm doesn't weather anything. Like,
if that line was a shirt, Shannon would be in it and not quite able to find the hand holes, and her arms would just be swinging around while the shirt was covering her face. She just never quite got herself into it, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it was like a ChatGPT error. Maybe, like, I almost wonder if we asked ChatGPT, would ChatGPT be able to come up with like a better tagline for Shannon Bedore? Because I just feel like that's like, it just, there's something about it. In the harshest of times, this storms will always weather it. It like, it doesn't, like, it's just not working for me.
Okay, well, let's do it. How do we do it? How do we ask ChatGPT?
Can you create a Real Housewives of Orange County tagline for Shannon Bedore? And it says, okay, here's ChatGPT's response.
Living large and loud because a little trauma never hurt anyone.
Horrible.
Okay, here's the one mine came up with. Stirring the pot and serving up drama, season 18's Queen of Chaos.
I'll say, do a Shannon Bedore tagline. I'll say, add a pun about storms. Okay, now it says,
stirring up a storm because calm is overrated.
That's a little bit better.
Okay, I'm going to do one for Heather Dubrow. Glamour, grace, and a whole lot of sass. Reigning royalty. Okay, ChatGPT, you know what? You're basically like the Emily of the internet right now. Okay? Failing.
Okay.
How is this going to run our world? How is it going to run our world? And it already is running our world because I was watching this show. I'm sorry, nobody needs to hear this, but I'm watching this show called Shogun, and there's this hot actor in it. So I wanted to, of course, look him up, see if he was available, if he would marry me, if he's gay, if he's married, whatever. So I looked him up, and it said he's married. So I Googled Jasper, whatever his name, Jasper, whatever's wife. And then it came up with these obviously AI written articles where they're like, Jasper's wife is a mystery beyond experiencing. People often wonder, who is this elusive wife of Jasper's? No one can really tell. And it just went on and on. And I'm like, you're running the world? You're taking
I know.
The world? Come on.
The AI entertainment articles are the worst because they always start like they have like four sentences in a row that start the same way. And then there'll be like a paragraph break and then a heading. And then we go into another paragraph. It's always like Shannon Bedore is a real housewife of Orange County. Shannon Bedore has been on her own for the past few years. Shannon Bedore has three daughters. Shannon Bedore is loving life. I'm like, this is written by a robot.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Shannon. Go for Emily's.
Use the question people for a living. Now I just do it for fun.
Do it again and I won't interrupt you.
I used to question people for a living and now I just do it for fun.
Okay, so then Gina Kirsten, by the way, neither one of us still know how to say her name. I thought it was Kirkenschneider.
I don't know what it is.
Kirschenheider.
Gina Gesundheit.
So Gina's is, like the properties I represent, I know my worth.
No. And then it's like footage of her feeding a giraffe. Like, you know, What is the, like, the nothing is connected, right? Like, at least show her, like, have footage of her showing off a house. It's like, here's a property that I represent. It's for four giraffes. It's like, what is this imagery that you're giving us?
But we also does all she know Gina's worth. And I don't know that I'd come on Real Housewives and basically brag about being a car wash frequent flyer card with almost all the stamps stamped.
Like, I'm wondering, like, does she know her property's worth? Like, how good of a real estate agent is she?
She doesn't really, because remember that was her thing last year, is that she didn't even know the price. And this year she's like, I've learned that I need to learn the price of a place if I'm trying to sell it. So that's her big storyline, is that she's remembering prices now. But girl, we all know your worth, and it's a 2-bedroom apartment. Pass.
I asked ChatGPT, I said, can you now do a tagline for Gina with a real estate twist? Or, I'm sorry, real estate pun. And it goes, sure, here it is. Selling drama and real estate? Because I know how to close a deal for a conflict.
That sounds, I mean, that's the most realistic one, because it's Gina. I mean, the only way AI can seem entertaining is when it's competing with Gina. Let's face it. AI, you won. You found a way to win.
And since we didn't do one for Emily, I said, Emily, you have to tell us to do a legal, like a pun. Otherwise, it just does something like, I'm here for drama. So I said, Emily Simpson with a legal pun. In the courtroom or the gossip circle, I always have the final verdict.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So you've learned how to direct ChatGPT. Okay. I think it's just not real enough, because I think in real life it would be like, I'd be able to find a verdict, and the verdict is, I gotta pee!
I'll say, now do Heather Dubrow with a pun about being super wealthy and loving champagne. And it says, toasting to the high life with champagne and success, because every day deserves a little sparkle.
Yeah, ChatGPT still sucks. Okay, so then Katie, Janella, she's like, when you live your life on the green, envy is just par for the course. I like golf. My husband's really into golf. And, you know, golf.
She's clearly a one-season housewife, because they used up all the best golf puns on this tagline.
Yeah.
Well, she says, I fly like an eagle, but I've got a hole in one.
People call me a gossip, but sorry, I just heard it from a little birdie.
I like to iron out the kinks in my friendships, but only if I can wedge my way in. Yeah, see, they really have lost their... they really go downhill quickly.
I can't put my foot in my mouth because I'm wearing spiked shoes.
Sand traps, am I right?
Come on, Ben. How are you going to waste sand trap and not even try? It's burned right through that one. Jeez. So then we get Jennifer Pedranti. Go for it, Ben.
People bend over backwards to get me, and their form is terrible.
I kind of like that one.
It's like she's like a shaming yoga teacher.
I love that. But also, you're teaching in a parking lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it might be the hot asphalt that's messing with their form. they've got blisters on their hand, Jennifer. Okay.
I may be in corpse pose, but I've never been more alive.
So then we get to Tamra Judge, and she's like, the only thing stuck up about me is my middle finger, bitch. Are you sure we haven't talked about these? Because I could have sworn that
they were released. They were released like 2 weeks ago, but I don't think we actually talked about them until today.
Well, if we did, sorry, everybody. But Tamra's, and then she's sticking up her middle fingers.
So Tamra's is pretty good, actually, I think. I think that really captures Tamra. And I think what's so funny is Orange County, whenever they appear on screen, whenever their taglines, they cross their arms, their name appears up on screen. They always show bits like their family in the background. I don't think any other show does this anymore. It's just them. And what's funny is that for Tamara's family, well, first of all, I want to go back. For Gina's family, we have Travis and then Gina's three daughters, which I think is funny because there's three other kids that don't get to be in that title card. Like, it's like Travis with like, here are half of my children right now. But then with Tamara,
they couldn't fit them all on the screen.
Yeah, or maybe they're like not allowed or something, but there's something like a little weird about that. But then there's Sandy. I feel like this is the first time I've ever seen a mom make her way into the family. And so you see like Ryan, you see Eddie, you see the other daughter that's there, Sydney, I think. And then you see Sandy in her like young wig in the background be like, hey, I'm just like a kiddo too.
I think that Kelly's mom has actually been on the credits. I think so.
You're right.
I think
Kelly's mom was back there.
Yeah. Tamara definitely had the most creative family one because I really liked how they had like Ryan crawling in through that window of a federal building. It was really interesting how they worked that all in.
It was great. The way his buffalo head thing was on, it really draped over his head. It was great on the opening credits.
Okay. So we get scenes from last week where, well, I guess it's from this week. I just wrote little notes here and there, but I'm worried about Katie. Katie's storylines, which I guess we'll get into as we do this. Pretty sad. So let's start off. So we're with Heather and Shannon to start. Oh, no, no,
we're just not. Actually, we're at Heather's
penthouse. Oh, God, Heather's penthouse. Oh, geez, Heather.
So we're here in Century City, beautiful Century City. We're at Heather's LA penthouse. And Heather and Terry are there, and they go out to like they're looking at the window. And Heather goes, Terry, can you pick out our house from here? Because they're looking through the window at the Hollywood Hills, looking at the Bel Air Hills, really. And so they're like, can you see our house? I think we can just see our house. It's just like right in there. And he's like, yeah, it's right in that crevice. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's right there. Or maybe, is that Drake's house? Is that Drake's house?
Is that Drake? Is that the Biebs? Who is that? Which celebrity are we right by, Terry? This is insane how rich we are, isn't it? It's crazy. Let's go stand on the balcony and I'll be in a fur coat. We can talk about how rich we are.
Sabrina Gomez. Sabrina Gomez. Is that her right there? yeah. That is so Heather Dubrow to be name checking that Drake is her neighbor, right? And like, it's so excessive. The fact that they have this apartment like a mile away from their house. It's so Heather and Terry.
And it's just so sad because it is very Heather where it's like, I'm going to just make as much money as possible to buy a house so I can be near celebrities and brag about how I'm close to celebrities. They earned their homes with their celebrity. You know what I mean? It's just like you're buying your way in. It's awkward. Not that I would kick that money out of bed. I'm not saying that money's not as good. I'm just saying you're trying to like be celebrity. Oh, I don't know. It's just thirsty and it's sad.
She joins the growing number of Real Housewives that are trying to curry Drake's attention because there was like that whole moment with like Kyle and because doesn't Drake follow Lisa Rinna or followed Lisa Rinna at some point? And then Kyle's like, I want him to follow me. They just all want Drake.
Yeah, it's like once they hear one celebrity is following you, then they all try. Like everybody's still trying for Rihanna, you know, or they're trying to get Beyonce shout out or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, bless their hearts. So she's like, oh, I got a call from Cassandra. She has someone who wants to lease the apartment. It's basically my closet. I have this apartment because I'm rich and I need somewhere to keep my clothes, but it's not a great place for the kids. What should we do? $80 million home, $40 million apartment. I just can't decide, Tare.
It's literally the world's most expensive closet at this point. I'm surprised Richard Marcus isn't here because that's where he normally performs, our closets. So
to be that rich, but still be so needy. It's just sad. It's just sad.
They just spent all this money to get this apartment, but it only has two bedrooms. This is an ongoing issue with them. I almost wonder, do they buy places with fewer bedrooms than they need? So that way they have an excuse to buy something bigger because that was the entire justification for their mall house. They were already in a huge house and it was like, well, Coco is here, and then we have all the other children, and, you know... By the way, is Coco the one? Did I just dead name Coco? I apologize if I did. But either way, one of the children is here, and they, like, we have bedroom downstairs, but they're not all upstairs, so we've decided we're going to spend $400 million on a new house, so that way our child can have a room upstairs. It's like, this is sort of the way they operate.
That's all they've got. That's their storyline, is being rich and buying homes. That's literally all they have. Bless her heart. So she's like, oh, I can't, I don't even shower at that house. I shower here. This is the house I get dressed at. He's like, let's be honest. This is where you poop, Heather. She's like, I don't do that. I do not poop, which I think is the most fascinating story she's ever had on this show. Like, she just doesn't poop. And it's also the most believable. And I'd like to delve into that. Yes. Normally, I'm not a big talker about poop. Like, I don't love poop discussions. But in this case, I would. Why isn't she pooping? Is it colonics? Is it Ozempic? Like, what is it? I want to know. This is the most interested I've ever been in Heather.
So, Terry, by the way, funny story. We played flag football. I was the referee. I told you about this, right? Ha ha ha. It was fun. And Terry's like, yeah, I mean, well, how can you even be the ref when you don't understand how football works? Women, am I right?
Same way we can live next to Drake with no talent. Just show up.
Well, I looked good in the shirt and I had a whistle, which I think is funny that she felt like she looked good because, if she even knew that she was basically wearing the Foot Locker uniform, she would have been mortified. Like, wait a second, what? I'm wearing the uniform of a retailer for poor
people? What kind of sicko keeps feet in a locker?
That's where you keep your maids.
So she's like, it's so crazy. Flag football, Terry. Alexis is fighting with Shannon. Tamara is fighting with Shannon. Alexis is fighting with Alexis. John Jansen is a person. I'm not really sure what's happening, Terry, but it's very, very stressful. And he's like, well, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about it. And she's like, well, I'm in a good spot at least with people, you know, because Terry, after you had that stroke, I'm just not about nonsense anymore. All I want to do is stand on balconies and talk about famous people we live by, Terry.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new Dateline, and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. We know the six wives of Henry VIII as pawns in his hunt for a son, but their lives were so much more than just being the king's wives. I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Royals. In each episode, we'll pull back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
We rarely see Henry VIII's wives in their own light, as women who used the tools available to them to hold on to power. Some women won the game, others lost, but they were all unexpected agents in their own stories.
Being a part of a royal family might seem enticing, but more often than not, it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Go deeper and get more to the story with Wondery's top history podcasts, including American Scandal, Legacy, and Black History for Real.
And so she talks about how proud she is because they use their adversity and they help other people by influencing. Yeah. Because last year, after Terry had a stroke, Heather turned that into a sponsorship deal with Life 360, and she's never been prouder. She's like, I am saving lives. #ad.
And so then we see her filming an ad where she's basically yelling at the audience, "My husband had a stroke and my son was smart enough to click on the app, and that is how we saved his life. And if it wasn't for this app, we might never get to ever live next to Drake." So
thanks to that app, Terry is not only with us, but he's a spinning beach ball.
So whether you live next to Drake or French Malone or Post Montana, use this app because your celebrity friends will never see you otherwise.
Wow. So Heather's like, "I saved my husband's life and all I got was this crappy t-shirt." And Terry's like, "Oh, you also got me, babe, and everything that brings."
"You know, when Terry had the stroke, I didn't have time to break down. So we went on a trip and I walked down the beach. And then I discovered from 2:15 to 2:30, I had just enough time to have an emotional experience. So I walked down the beach and I cried. Unfortunately, our paparazzo was delayed in traffic, so it wasn't captured, but you'll just have to take my word for it. There were tears and I was emotionally cleansed."
"It was awful. I bawled." Heather, can you tell us what that was like? "Well, I stood there and I made noises like this. Ah! And things came out of my ears."
"Your eyes?"
"My eyes. Ears, nose, throat. It's all connected."
"Those aren't connected to your eyes."
"Things were coming out of my kneecaps. It hurt."
"Heather, tears, that's not where tears come out."
I pooped right there on the beach.
No, Heather, it's a bodily waste.
"Oh, just wrap it up. Can we have Drake do this one for me? Drake, get over here. Fill in. Line."
So, yeah, Heather trying to cry is my favorite. I'm just imagining Heather auditioning in 1997 for some, like, you know, long distance, like, AT&T commercial. Like, "Grandma, I haven't spoken to you for so long." Like, "Mr. Bro, what are you doing? This is me crying." "Are you revving a car?" "No, hold on. The tears are going to come."
She's just ridiculous. My God. And she's like,
"And I learned to stop celebrating what there was before and to start celebrating what was."
And then she just looks, she does that thing where she's trying to give a meaningful look to the camera, but it's terrifying. She's like,
"I decided to celebrate what was."
And her eyes cloud over and get really black and her head's tilted and her lower face is just pursed. She is fucking terrifying. This lady scares the life out of me.
God, I really love her. So now it's nighttime.
I have to say, she really used to rub me the wrong way. I mean, I still think she's a complete asshole, but she's a funny asshole. I mean, I do appreciate Heather standing on her balcony. Like, she just goes out in her fur coat every morning as her robe, being like,
"There's Drake. There's our house next to Drake."
Like, you have to honestly admire this show that you have a cast where you have this woman who has, like, an unused $80 million apartment that she's now just calling her closet, and that they just, it has absolutely no utility to it because there's not another bedroom for, like, the kids. And she's gazing off at her massive mansion to be next to one of the biggest superstars in the world. And like, I can just barely see our mansion from here. And then you got Gina, who's living in her, like, one bedroom house, you know, scrounging together her, you know, her comforter, whatever, and just, like, gathering her USB plugs. I don't know. I mean, we all have USB plugs. That's one thing that cuts across all wealth, but for some reason she has like the real knockoffs that start fires, you know. It's like the diversity
the of wealth start fires.
You know, the diversity of wealth on this show is so hilarious to me. Like, I just feel like it sometimes we have to reflect on it.
Yeah, sometimes you really gotta just appreciate what you have, you know, and this is one of those times. So, I'm on the wrong notes. I'm on the other page of notes. Dun, 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 dun. We split up notes today. So I was vacillating between your notes and my notes. And I got confused. So then we go to nighttime. It's raining and it's a party bus, guys, a good old-fashioned OC party bus. And Tamara and Gina and Emily are going out for a girls' night with Katie. And she's like, I just want a good core of girls together with that ball. Because obviously I'm not going to invite Shannon because I'm on a fun night. I'm on a fun night. Besides, she's got someone to drive her now. What's the point of getting her drunk?
Yeah. So Emily, we see a flashback of Emily FaceTiming Tamara. And she's like, I think we should take out Gina because Gina's depressed about Travis. I mean, when is Gina not depressed about something? If it's not Travis, it's about paper bags. I can't find my stack of paper bags. It just makes it hard for me to make lunch for the kids when I go to school. I feel bad.
I don't think you should kick Gina out because she's depressed. I think you should kick Gina out because she's depressing. Okay, let's just amend that sentence a little bit so we can be okay with it on this show. So then they go to pick up Katie's, and Emily's like, I don't want to go inside to pee because I'll have to meet her husband, and I'll have to talk about her house. And I'm not really here for this. I'm just here for advancing my own storyline, which is having to pee. So I'm going to wackily pee in bushes. Isn't it hilarious? It's me, Emily, peeing in a bush. LOL, am I right? Hold on. Did you guys already get that? Let's do it again, but this time I want to hold a turkey sandwich so I'm relatable.
Emily, you have been forcing us to metaphorically walk into the foyer of your house for 5 years and meet Shane, okay? Like, we have been stuck with what's going on with your husband for so long, and you can't even bother to say hello to Katie's Matt? I'm sorry, that's a double standard.
Yeah, that's kind of what's not fun about Emily. She's just not a nice person. You know, some of them you can kind of root for because it's like, oh, they're shady, but then they're also fun. You also care about them. Like, I literally don't. You're not fun. And I don't care.
Well, it's just like, I kind of get that. I kind of get it. Like, oh, I don't want to go inside because then I have to like talk and probably meet the kid. And it's like, all I want to do is go and get drunk. Like, I get that. But it's like, you also have Shane. Okay. How many people have been tortured having to stand there and have a conversation with Shane, kid?
Well, you also have a toilet at home. Like, I'm beyond, I don't even care about the not wanting to meet the husband, because we do meet the husband later, and he's exactly what you think a person obsessed with golf, like a white guy, a white rich guy obsessed with golf would be. I mean, he's like completely not fascinating. So I don't really blame her for that. I just like, I don't get the wackiness of like making your whole storyline peeing. Like, Emily, you're so bad at this. How many years have you been on here and that's still going to be your only storyline? Come on, make an effort.
I also think that there's something kind of gross about like just peeing in your friend's bush in their front yard.
Well, yeah, it's trash. Like, you're also your trash.
It's like, it's one thing, like, I don't know. I just, there was something that was like, this is, you know, like, I know like people pee in bushes. Like, that's something that happens, but it was just like the placement of that bush. It was just like so close to that front door, you know? So then
in the wrong company, she could get arrested, you know, and then she wouldn't be allowed around schools and churches. Or whatever.
That's right. So, but Gina goes inside. She's like, oh my God, I have to pee my pants so badly. But there's like a kid right there. She's like, oh my God, hi. So now Emily falls over in the bush. Emily's being like wacky because she peed in the bush, but then she fell over and like, oh my God, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah. And she makes Tamara spill her drink. And Tamara's like, oh my God, I'm wackily yelling at you trying to have fun. You just got pee on my head, bitch. Hilarious. So then Emily is like,
well, I had lunch with Katie the other day. You know, like when you remember when Heather did the paparazzi photo? Well, Katie has more information about that whole situation.
Katie, you're coming on to advance a storyline that didn't even take off last year. Let me make this clear. No one doubted that Heather called the paparazzi, and nobody cares. You all call the paparazzi. Unfortunately for you, they can't drive all the way to damn OC, okay? Heather probably flew them out, but I don't think anyone is going to be shocked that a Bravo person called the paps on themselves.
Yeah, especially an actress, okay?
Who lives next to Drake.
Also, I want to point out something that I thought was hilarious. This whole thing, they're like, we're going to go to a dive bar.
Yeah, let's go to a dive bar, bitch. Let's just have fun.
Let's go to a dive bar. We're going to a dive bar. We're going to a dive bar. I love this place. It's like a dive bar. And then they all order espresso martinis. Girls, you're in a dive bar. It's beer. It's like shots of whiskey. Like, it's like so exactly this group that would do that.
In a luxury party bus.
Let's go to a dive bar. Just us girls.
So they go to this. Oh, so we see a flashback of Katie saying, I texted my friend and he's in charge of all these paparazzi photographers. And I said, is this true about Heather? Did she hire photographers? And he said, wait for it. Hold on. Mental... Responding, still typing. Is it going to be a long response? Is it a slow response? Let's see if they get this in the hole. The word is yes.
Golf clap.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
So Tamara's like, so you're talking about Disneyland, bitch? And she says, last year, she was dead set that it was a lie, bitch. She yelled at me. She yelled at Emily. She was awful, bitch. I love that. I mean, Tamara, like, who yells at everyone. And then, like, Heather is like, I did not hire a paparazzi. Why are you yelling at me, bitch? <She's>, every clip we see of Tamara's, her screaming. And then, like, the moment someone, like, has, like, a shred of annoyance in their voice, she's like, you're yelling at me.
Oh my God, how could you do this to me? Remember when Shannon started yelling at me after she got a DUI? That was so hurtful. It was so, so hurtful.
So Tamara's like, so you're telling me that she alerted the paparazzi that she was going to be at Disneyland? Guys, I think if we're going to be mad at anybody, we should be mad at like every Disney character for not being more interesting. Because there are like literally so many people to be taking pictures of at Disneyland. I mean, who's Minnie Mouse fucking? You know what I mean? There's like shit going on at Disneyland that we have to concentrate on Heather and Terry.
Yeah, I know. So so Tamara loves this. And Katie's like, yeah, I have a screenshot. And she's like, yes, bitch! And basically, Katie says that she sent it to her friend. She saw the story on, like, I guess the news or whatever, Gossip Rags. Sent it to her friend. And she's like, I mean, this guy, he's on speed dial for Kim Kardashian. And Tamara's like, and Heather DeBrow too, bitch! So she's like, yeah, the guy confirmed it. And then they're all, Katie and, you know, she's just, like saying he has the information, and I was like, and she denied it. She lied to all of us.
Huge crime against humanity, guys. So Gina's like, well, Katie sent me this shit. And I said, don't ever bring this up, Katie. And I didn't even tell you, Emily. And like, I was so proud of myself for not telling anybody, but now she's doing it. We're all going to be in so much trouble. Heather, I mean, her fake accent is melting. It's melting in her mouth.
Yeah. And then now Katie's trying to do this thing like, well, you know, I just saw it. I thought it was silly and stupid. And so I was like, you know, I heard it. And instead she denied it. And I said, well, why don't you just own it? Like, who cares? Katie's just trying to now do the spin like, oh, I dug up some gossip. But now I'm acting like, oh, like, who cares? No big deal. It's just gossip. Just some idle patter.
Why would anybody care about it? I'm just bringing it up to embarrass you on national TV. Just own it. Just say, so I fake it. I fake paparazzi pictures. Like, literally, who cares? You know who does it all the time? People on the Golf Channel. I mean, I'm not on the Golf Channel. I'm on the other one, but still.
This is what you call freshman hazing, because they all see that Katie is falling into a trap. They literally acknowledge it. The entire episode, they're like, good luck, Katie. What nice to know you, Katie. R.I.P. Katie. Katie's about to die. Heather's about to destroy her. Like, they all see it, but you know that they all encouraged Katie to sort of like come out with this story. And for all of Gina saying like, don't say anything. I guarantee Gina encouraged her to say something. Gina was like, well, you know, if you on this show, if you want to last, you got to bring up everything that's on your mind and everything, you know, you got to bring it up. Otherwise they'll just forget about you. So I guarantee they are setting up Katie for failure right now.
Yeah. But like, someone has to have their own instincts. You know what I mean? If you're watching the Animal Channel and one of the zebras is like, oh my God, you should totally go out there right in that open field. And then it gets eaten by a lion. You're not going to blame the other zebra. You know, you're going to blame the dead zebra. You're going to be like, come on. Get better instincts. How long have you lived on safari? You know what I mean? A long time. You've watched a lot of zebras get killed by lions. And here you are just taking a stroll. There was a perfectly good tree for you to hide behind over there. You know?
No, Katie, I think Katie thinks maybe she's got some wind in her sails because she knows Sutton or something like that. But I think she thinks like, yeah, this could be my moment. I'm going to take down Heather. This is like the big get. Right. Like,
well, she's connected to all these housewives, right? Because she's an L.A. housewife. So they just didn't get on that show for whatever reason. So she knows Sutton. She knows Cynthia. So she's got all these people that they're always talking about the housewives game. And so I think, yeah, she's coming on here being like, I'm going to go for the big dog. And it's just like, get something better, because this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is really stupid. And also, you're talking to Cynthia, because, you know, she mentions later that she's really close with Cynthia, right? So you think Cynthia wasn't calling Paps all the time with her and Chahil? Give me a fucking break.
Right.
I don't buy it.
So Katie's going on about the birthday photo tagging thing again. And Jen's like, well, that could have been a mistake. Thank you so much. And Tamara's like, does she even follow you, bitch? And she's like, no, it was an accident. You know, she was clearly just looking at her page or something like that. Like trying to make a whole thing about this tag, which I also believe was an accident because I don't think that Heather just tags people on her IG. I think that like you could be Heather's best friend and she still won't tag you. Like it's like not until you were Drake, you were literally Drake, and that's how
you didn't tagged. Earn this spot on the Life 360 hashtag ad roster. Okay,
hashtag Mark Cuban Life in HD.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Life in what HD. Oh, we're not hearing about that. Oh, we should look that up. Life in HD.
I don't even remember the platform.
Oh gosh, damn you, Ben. So. What is the allegation here with the tagging on Instagram? What is the crime? What is the evil that Heather supposedly did by tagging Katie? What's wrong with that?
Like she's being fake because like Heather didn't acknowledge Katie at a party and then tagged her on Instagram out of nowhere and it was strange.
Okay. I don't get the crime. I really don't get the crime. Like she was being bitchy to her by saying like, haha, I didn't talk to you, but I knew you. I knew you enough to tag you,
yeah,
but not to talk to you. Sweet.
I think that is Katie's issue. She thinks that Heather is being strange. Maybe, and I think she's now seeing it as like Heather is like a social climber maybe, and she's being fake to those that she believes are like below her. She's going to ignore, but then she acknowledges, and I don't know. I don't really know, but I think your point, your larger point is strong, which is like, really, this is the best you can do? This is the best?
Yeah, while I appreciate you're making some effort, this is just not enough for me. This is very boring. And you know, I'd love someone to come after Heather. I love it. But this is like, I would rather them bring back Nicole from last year. That was pretty funny. Or 2 years ago. The one who tried to come Nicole. After Heather for the plastic surgery stuff with Terry. I like that. They needed to give her more time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was like all for Katie. The first few episodes, I was like, oh yeah, Katie sees through Heather. She sees that she's fake. She's going to bring her down. But I thought she wasn't going to use those elements for why she thought Heather was fake as the sole evidence to take her down. I thought she was going to build a better case. You know, I thought there was going to be like, I thought it was going to be based more like, oh, Heather doesn't invite her to something on the show. And then Katie's like, you know what? I'm going to say something to her. I'm going to put her in her place. But it was like, no, it was all about basically an Instagram tag.
So then we see a flashback. So Katie went out to get a mani-pedi with Heather. I don't know, another girl's, I'm assuming. But she's like, So I woke up a morning and I was tagged in your birthday post. And Heather's like, oh, what? That is so weird. Let me look up my Instagram at Heather Dubrow, Fancy Pants, Life 360, hashtag I know Drake. Wow. Oh, that is weird. You are tagged, which is so odd because I have a social media person. I don't even tag people on my own. So, what? Tag your ass. Sorry. You're the poor one now. I pretended for a minute, but now it's you.
I'll have to ask Alfredo why he added you onto here. And then she says, oh, I realize what happened. I was wearing a Givenchy dress. So I type in G-I. And then, or Julia typed it in. Julia is someone, okay, she cleans my windows, but she also runs my Instagram. And Janella must have popped up, and that's how it all happened. Okay, and scene, we figured it out.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
My name is Georgia King, and I am thrilled to be the host of And Away We Go, a brand new travel podcast on Wondery Plus, where we'll be whisked away on immersive adventures all around the world. Where we go, what we do, what we eat, drink, and listen to will all be up to my very special guests. We've got Ben Schwartz taking us on a whirlwind trip around Disneyland. We'll eat a bowl of life-changing pasta with Jimmy O Yang in Tuscany, Italy. And how do you feel about a spot of sugaring off with Emily Hampshire in Montreal? and Away We Go will immerse you in some of the wonders of the world.
We're going to be seeing some yellows and vibrant oranges.
And the shoes clicking against the cobblestone.
If you're looking to get somebody in the mood, have them look at the Chicago skyline.
You can listen to And Away We Go exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Georgia, do you know what joy sounds like?
I think I'm hearing it right now.
So Heather's like, well, okay, well, first I'm going to follow you. I'm sorry. How do I do that? Anyone? Alfredo? Anyone? Sorry. somebody do this. And then I'm going to go into that picture and I'm going to untag you from it if I can figure out how. Is there an instruction manual? Do you have that I can give somebody to read? That would be great. Could you go ahead and send that over to me, Leslie? That would be lovely. It's Katie. Mm-hmm. Who's Katie? Okay, well, if Katie's the one who's doing it, then have Katie do it. I don't really care. As long as I get a PDF, okay? Read it on my Kindle.
I'm going to untag you, much like when I fire a maid at my house. I just take the little tag off their ankle and set them out back into the wild.
So then we're back, and Emily's talking to the bartender. She's like, oh my God, this is like Coyote Ugly. When do we get to dance on the bar?
And the bartender's like,
oh my God, can't wait, boomer.
I know. Meanwhile, Tamara's like, you know what's crazy? You don't just tag someone you don't follow. You have to write their name out. I can say with authority, as two people who have been tagged by both Paris Hilton and Kelly Ripa, that people tag accidentally. And it's great when it happens, by the way. I can't even believe, honestly, Katie would even bring this up. Like, if I were accidentally tagged by Heather Dubrow, I would not say a word. I would let that tag sit there, and I would be amused by it. I would laugh about it. Like, she got herself untagged. Like, the greatest thing that ever happened was when Paris Hilton tagged us. And she's like,
hey, what's Paris? Paris.
And we're like, I can't believe. And, like, we get to regram it. It's great when that happens.
Yeah. So Emily's like, it's time for us to live out our Coyote Ugly fantasy. So they do, and they start like humping it, like dry humping, and you know, Tamara's doing her, yeah, you know,
I'm a lesbian kind of. Oh my God, why are you getting so lesbian? You took advantage of me in that bar, Emily.
Which is coming next. And then Gina's like, so why would you tell them, Katie? I told you not to tell them about that stuff. Why would you do that? Like, Gina's like so terrified of Heather now. Are you afraid you're not going to get any more pleather pink jackets or pizza slices in New York? What are you afraid of?
Yeah. So then they're still dancing and Tamara's like, maybe it's the 80s coming out in me, but who doesn't want to be in a Whitesnake video, bitch? Am I right? I like how she says, maybe it's the 80s coming out in her. The 80s is always coming out in you. Every time I see you.
Never left you.
I know.
The 80s is like literally coming all over you every time we watch this show.
Like, you just, every time I see Tamara, I just hear a commercial for, now that's what I call headbands in the night, hair rock, whatever it's called in the 1980s. I see Motley Crue. I see White Snake. I see White Lion. I see them all right there on Tamara.
And Katie's like, I'm sorry, but I don't put my vag on people's faces unless it's mad. I'll just wait for you guys to recover from that one. It's pretty good, huh? And then Emily, Tamara, and Jen are now taking the soda nozzle. They're dancing all over the bar and humping each other. And now they're taking the soda squirt gun and squirting each other and the entire bar with it. Okay, get out now. Like, now you're just peeing all over the floor in places. Now you're spraying people. You're all very, very rude.
Yeah, they're just like these random people at the bar.
Where,
like,
the manor is gone on Real Housewives. I can't.
But also, like, these are people who've never been to a dive bar. Okay, because guess what? This does not happen in most dive bars. I've been to a large number of dive bars in my life, all across this nation of ours. Like, the Coyote Ugly thing, it doesn't happen unless you're like in a like a simulated Coyote Ugly experience, like in Las Vegas, right? And so that they're up there doing this thing, and everyone at the bar is like, "What the fuck? Like, you just sprayed 7-Up all over my shirt." Like, no,
well,
one
there's also nothing more basic than like wanting to reenact Coyote Ugly in 2024. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just like a sadness about it. So now Gina's telling Emily, she's like, this whole thing with Katie, like, I don't know what to do about it because I feel bad that everyone knows about the Heather situation now.
That's Gina is pulling out the I just feel bad thing. And now she's. She's doing it about the Heather Instagram tag.
And yeah, like, I just feel so bad. And Emily's like, Katie needs to eat some Wheaties and drink a protein shake and focus, because Heather's going to fucking destroy her. Just like I'm going to destroy that toilet seat when I get to pee on it right now.
She needs to eat some Wheaties, drink a protein shake, take a B12 shot, have a balance bar, and then go and do your workout of the day. It's like, Emily, what are you? We need you to come back here. We need to come back to the metaphor. So now we go to Shannon's house and we hear Archie barking. Archie, what are you doing, Archie? Are you sleeping? Are you barking in your sleep? He's having a nightmare. He's having a dog nightmare. Oh, God. Oh, God, I got to call Dr. Moon. Is there a veterinarian version of Dr. Moon?
Archie, what are you thinking, Archie? Archie, I can see inside of you. Waking up and being walked by a woman who looks just like Alexis Bellino. Huh. How's that happening?
Archie's just sharing brainwaves with Meatball or Biscuit. It's Biscuit, right? What's the other? The knockoff?
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think we really let that sink in, how fucking creepy that is, that Alexis got Shannon's dog. That's so weird.
It's really weird.
I don't think I got the idea. I don't think I got it last week that she just recently did this. I thought that was just her dog and they happened to have the same dog. But the fact that she started dating John Jansen after meeting him at Shannon's like local hangout and then going to adopt a dog that looks exactly like Shannon's is just so fucking weird.
It is so weird. So Shannon's like, Archie, what's all this red on the floor? Did you step in something red? Was it M&M dye? That is toxic. So I'm going to need you to wash your paws, because the last thing I need is red M&M dye in this household. It's been banned for 20 years. So I'm spiraling. So then Vicky arrives and she's like, oh my God, we have so much to catch up on. I've got a staph infection. Heather DeBro pops up. Oh my goodness, I'm having issues with my staff also. Please tell me about yours.
Yeah, I have a staph infection. It's terrible. I'm dying. I'm literally dying.
A staph infection?
Well, the doctor did want me to leave the hospital and I checked myself out because I said I'm very, very busy. You know what? You want to look at my staph infection? Do you want to look at it? Do you want to look at it? I told the doctor, no. You know what you can have a look at? Insurance. I told the doctor, get your hands off me and get a job. All right, get a job.
Get a job. You know what? It's really gross. If I go like this, or if I go like this, yellow pus just comes right on out of me. And then I look at that yellow pus and I say, get a job. Get a job.
So he was like, how's your vagina? I mean, the doctor. And I go, listen, my vagina's perfect. Okay. Is it coming out of there? That's what he asked me. Like, is it coming out of my vagina? Can you believe it? I'm like, no.
Wow. Well, Vicky, I believe that's God's way of telling you to slow down.
No, I'm going to go full speed. Full speed. Okay, because I don't want to slow down, because then you're sedentary. And then the grass is going to grow all around you. And then your son-in-law is going to yell at you for putting your feet in the grass. Okay, you got to make sure you have your shoes in the right place with him. Okay, and you're not going to be able to see through that grass. Okay, I like being busy. I'm a type A girl. I have enough money to retire if I wanted to. But what would I do? Okay, just look at the grass grow. I'm not going to do that.
So Shannon's like, oh, we just have so much coming. And I like that Vicky's working through her, you know, her show patter, because that's basically what she's doing. She's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Shannon's house. I'm going to work on the thing about the yellow pus coming out of my vagina. So I've got to talk about that today. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be so good. I'm going to be holding an orange. I'm going to be holding an orange this time. Like, wow. I'm really surprised this pus coming out of your vag isn't landing better. But here we are. So Shannon's like, we've got so much going on. And she's like, what are we going to do about our show? And we see a headline. Tamara Judge gives a glimpse into twisted drama that led her to back out of the Tres Amigas comedy tour. Dun, dun, dun.
You know, I've only had a short conversation with Shamra, and I said, do you want to sit down? And she goes, no. So I said, fine. Fine. It's just that, you know, we finally had the show down, unlike Tamara's butt, which was not sitting in a chair because she didn't want to sit down. I couldn't believe it. Can you believe it? First she leaves our show, and then she doesn't even want to sit down to talk about it.
Well, it was just such a fun show. Yeah, and our first one, we sold out in 3 days. There were 27 tickets.
You know, I'm excited about you and me. You know, it'll be like Ethel and Louise, or like Them and Louise, and like Ethel and Lucy, and like Laverne and whoever Laverne was with. They're like, so it's only two in the first time. It's like Vicky and Gina Keough at one point, you know? Whatever happened to Gina Keough?
I always get Thelma and Louise mixed with Ethel and Lucy. Which were the ones that talked about pus coming out of the vaginas? It was the pus in the vagina shop, you know, when they were trying to collect all the pus, but they couldn't get it, so they started shoving all of it into their vaginas at the same time.
It's a great show. We sang, we danced, we did skits. I would occasionally break down and cry and talk about arguments I had with John Jansen that would paralyze me, and how my children don't call me from their college, and one daughter's off in Paris and thinks she's better than us now, and I just put my salmon in the air fryer and watch the cream cheese explode all over the sides because I'm just so consumed with grief right now. It's a fun show. It's a very
we had audience
show.
Participation. I had a mannequin that I would say, "This is David Bedore. Now, does anybody want to participate?" And hot young blonde would come walk with him on the beach and steal him right away from me. It's just everybody can have fun. Everybody can have fun in this show.
It's kind of
a family show. A ruining a family show.
I like to call it a variety show, much like how David would walk on the beach and show off a variety of slots.
So Vicky's like, yeah, you know what? Tamara didn't have the balls to call me a shaman to tell us that she didn't want to be a part of the show anymore. She has vinegar running through her veins and a black heart. Good riddance. Good riddance. Goodbye, Tamara. Goodbye.
Yes.
Vinegar heart. Vinegar veins.
Sounds actually fairly delicious.
Do you know how many calories her vinegar heart has? Because that sounds actually very delicious. I believe that's called pickled.
It's amazing that she really has half of a salad dressing ready to go at any moment. That's what you call privilege.
So they call up Paris.
Speaking of
manager.
Well, Paris is just going to come up over and over again in this recap.
Well, you know, NBC will do anything to synergize with the Olympics. So
Paris is like, "What are you bitches doing?" Like,
"We're discussing our tour. And we just want to know how we're doing there. Is there a fallout since Tamara's not part of it?"
Paris is like, "Yeah, I definitely think there's like some fallout, mental fallout, financial fallout. You guys, it's just like not hot. Make it hotter."
That's like not hot. So Vicky is like, "Well, she owes us for that, right?" And Chan's like, "Well, you know, this is a business. It's a way to make additional income. I've got 3 kids in college and I'm still single, you know. Those bills don't pay themselves. You know, you have to, for college tuition, do you know how many times you have to put on a sombrero and walk around peddling Mexican stereotypes? It's not easy with just 2 people."
This has all been like yellow lights or, you know, unfilled water glasses in restaurants or those Skechers that you don't have to tie. It's all been very devastating to me, and I need people to understand that.
So Paris is like, "Well, you guys just need to hustle and need to promote." And they're like, "Oh, well, we do have a song that we can sing, and we can amend it for it was originally for 3 of us, but we can bring it down to 2. Okay, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Just the 2 of us.
The tres amigas. Dos amigas.
Amigas. One singular sensation.
Ah, dos.
Dos, a deer, a female slut." Sorry, I sometimes get enraged.
So this is a failure. Paris is like, "Yeah, I've got to go. Listen, you guys aren't the only people performing at Applebee's. All right, I've got to go book the Tuesday through Sunday slots. So figure it out." "Okay, well, you know what? I need to put my lipstick on because it came off and I was taking my 400 pounds that I was just taking. That was hilarious. I just take it for stress. You know, I take 10 times as many pills as hours as I work in half of a week, 40. So that's been fun. Pus in my vagina.
I have to tell you something. I got a letter from a lawyer representing John Jansen, and it says that I owe him $75,000. Vicky, I am a mother, Vicky, a mother to children.
Oh, please, you owe John. You pay for all the upgrades on his lights, all his clothes, all of his paraphernalia, and that's the stuff, only stuff that I know. He's a jerk." And she goes, "Well, I mean, what is he trying to do? I mean," and he goes, "Well, he doesn't work, right? I don't know what his job status is, but if his position is sitting alone on a boat and getting wasted, then yeah, I would say that he is gainfully employed."
related what his job status is because I've put Google alerts on his LinkedIn and it hasn't been updated. So he's still not doing anything. So when he broke up, he wasn't working. He's still not working. That guy's a bad guy. And you know what? It wasn't my place to say anything. It was like somebody telling me that Brooks wasn't good for me. I just didn't want to hear it. And we get the,
I'm telling you, he's not good for you.
Well, who cares, Tamara?
That's my opinion.
Listen, we don't listen. We got to find out ourselves. So, Shannon's like, I mean, he says I'm going to owe him $75,000. Do you know that if you go to court, it will cost more than $75,000 to pay attorney fees? I mean, he knows how much I contribute to my kids. He knows how much salmon and cream cheese costs. And that he would do this is unbelievable to me. He is an asshole. I'm sorry, he is an asshole.
He really is an asshole. You're going to come at her and sue her. So what was he suing her for? Like face surgery or something that he loaned her the money for? Why are you loaning people money for their face? That's so weird.
It's wild.
Well, hey, at least you got rid of him before you had to get him new teeth. You know, I still can't look at a bucket of popcorn without thinking of the one that got away.
So she's like, well, he's trying to hurt me. And he goes, he just starts to gag.
So it's her Vicky gag. It's like Vicky, you know, passing by an unemployment line. All right, can I ask you a question? Why is one boob smaller than the other boob? Why is that? You have one boob smaller. She's like, oh my god, is it noticeable? Looks like you have two oranges in there that are lopsided. Can I have one of them? Can I hold one of them? Please, just for a minute.
This is hilarious and wacky, and a great reminder to America that our show will go on with great moments like this.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo. Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.